God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Good morning, or afternoon, or whatever time it is where you are. Welcome to the God Minute. We're so glad you're here. Today, we have our next meditation on a snippet from the life of Mary as seen by the mystics. These are some of my favorite days, just listening to the story of things that have happened in Mary's life. It really brings it to life for me, and I hope it does the same for you. Today, we're going to be reading and reflecting on the Nativity of Mary. I hope you enjoy. After God had created Mary's immaculate soul, he showed it to the choirs of angels in heaven, and they felt intense joy upon seeing its unique beauty. As Mary's soul was infused into her body, her mother, Saint Anne, was filled with the Holy Ghost and experienced an extraordinary devotion and happiness. One night, she felt for the first time a slight tremor from the presence of her daughter in her womb. With profound joy, she arose, dressed, and told Saint Joachim the happy news, and then both gave thanks to God together. However, in order to increase her merit, God allowed Saint Anne to undergo grievous trials during her pregnancy. Although Satan did not know that her daughter was to be the mother of the Savior, he perceived a strong spiritual influence proceeded from Saint Anne, and therefore he did his best to tempt and disturb and harm her. But she resisted all his attacks with humble fortitude, patience, and prayer. Then the enraged devil tried to make Saint Joachim's house crash to the ground, but Mary's protecting angels prevented such an accident from happening. Next, Satan incited some of Saint Anne's women friends to treat her with open scorn and mockery because of her late pregnancy. Saint Anne did not permit herself to be upset by this injustice, but in all meekness and humility, she bore the insults and acted with still greater kindness toward these women. In the end, as a result of her prayers, they amended their ways. Early in September, Saint Anne was informed interiorly by the Lord that the time of her daughter's birth was near. Filled with holy joy, she humbly prayed for a happy deliverance and sent for three of her closest women relatives. When she told Saint Joachim, he rejoiced and went among his flocks in order to choose the finest lambs, goats, and bulls, which he sent to the temple in care of his servants, as an offering of gratitude to the Lord. One evening, the three women arrived and embraced Saint Anne, congratulating her warmly. Then, still standing, they took a light meal of bread, fruit, and water, after which they went to lie down and rest. Saint Anne prayed until nearly midnight, when she woke her relatives and went with them into her oratory and lit the lamps. From a closet, she took a small box containing some relics of the patriarchs of Israel. Then she knelt before her little altar. While she was praying thus, a supernatural light began to fill the room. Noticing it, the three friends threw themselves onto the floor and hid their faces in awe. Soon the dazzling light entirely surrounded Saint Anne, making her invisible. A moment later, she was holding in her hands a beautiful, spotless, radiant baby, which she tenderly wrapped in her cloak and pressed to her heart. With tears of fervent love and joy, she gazed at her child, and then, raising her eyes to heaven and holding up the baby, she prayed, "O Lord and Creator, with eternal thanks, I offer thee this blessed fruit of my womb, which I have received from thy bounty without any merit of mine. But how shall I be able to treat such a child worthily?" God gave her to understand that she was to bring up her daughter with all motherly love and care, but without any outward show of reverence, while retaining inwardly her profound veneration for the future mother of the Messiah. In this marvelous yet natural childbirth, St. Anne had been free from the usual labor and pains experienced by mothers. Now she herself bathed and wrapped the babe in red and gray swaddling clothes. As the bright mystic light vanished, the three relatives got up and, to their keen surprise and joy, perceived the lovely child in her mother's arms. Then they sang a hymn of praise and thanks to the Lord, while many invisible guardian angels also greeted the tiny Mary with heavenly music. Later, Saint Anne retired to her room and lay down on her bed with her baby in the little cradle next to her, and Saint Joachim was called in. The holy man knelt beside the bed, deeply moved at the sight of this lovely daughter for which he and his dear wife had waited and suffered for 20 long years. While warm tears flowed freely down his cheeks, he carefully took the baby in his arms and sang a fervent hymn of praise to God. Then, as he tenderly embraced his daughter and put her back in the cradle, he murmured with touching humility and piety, "Now I am ready to die." At the moment of Mary's birth, Almighty God gave to her pure soul a mystical vision of the Blessed Trinity in heaven. And by a miraculous privilege, he endowed her from birth with the full use of her reason and all her senses. Thus, like many of the saints, though to a far greater degree, even as an infant, she knew and loved God with all her heart. And as soon as she opened her eyes on earth, she perceived with keen affection her good parents, Saint Anne and Saint Joachim. And then she saw the many angels which God had assigned to guard and protect her throughout her life. In all nature, there was at this time an extraordinary movement of joy, and many good people felt an unusual spiritual exaltation without knowing its cause. The next day, many friends and neighbors of Saint Anne and Saint Joachim came to see the baby and congratulate the happy parents. Everyone was deeply touched upon seeing little Mary lying in her cradle, wrapped in her red and gray swaddling clothes, and there was general rejoicing. Now in heaven, the Blessed Trinity announced to the choir of angels, "Our chosen one shall be called Mary, and this name is to be powerful in grace." Let us glorify our Savior, who chose the Virgin Mary for his mother. Confident that he will hear us, we ask,
"May your mother intercede for us, Lord."
Eternal Word, you taught your mother Mary to choose the path that was best.
Let us follow her example and hunger for the food of everlasting life.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
Christ, our Redeemer, you made the Virgin Mary the sanctuary of your presence and the temple of the Spirit.
Make us bearers of your Spirit in mind, heart, and body.
May your Mother intercede for us, Lord.
Calling to mind all of our intentions, together we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
We beseech thee, O Lord, that the heavenly intercession of the ever-glorious and blessed Virgin Mary may protect us and conduct us to eternal life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May Almighty God watch over and protect us in blessing this day, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
is certain.